Central Park could lose its obelisk from ancient Egypt. In a letter to Mayor Bloomberg and the Central Park Conservancy, the Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities says unless the city starts taking care of Cleopatra's Needle, it should be returned. Abby Fentress Swanson reports some New Yorkers don't want the obelisk going anywhere.
On a recent winter day, Central Park Conservancy workers cleared snow from the pedestal of Cleopatra's Needle, a 68-foot-tall granite obelisk brought here from Egypt 130 years ago. Tony Beard takes a break from shoveling to gaze up at the ancient hieroglyphs on the pillar, which looks like a smaller version of the Washington Monument.
It's pretty empowering coming and seeing this place. It's magical around here. All the history, and you think where it's been.
Egypt gave Cleopatra's Needle to the U.S. in exchange for aid in 1869 to celebrate the opening of the Suez Canal. The New York banker and philanthropist William Vanderbilt paid $100,000 to ensure that the antiquity would land in Central Park, and a team of 32 horses carried it from the banks of the Hudson to the park during a record cold winter in 1881. But the Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities has threatened to take the 3,500-year-old monument back. Dr. Zahi Hawass told WNYC that he is in talks with the Central Park Conservancy and the Parks Department about how the obelisk is being taken care of. If no agreement is reached, Hawass says he will ask that Cleopatra's Needle be returned. Law professor Derek Fincham says Egypt has no legal standing to get the statue back.
You know, an equivalent would be, you know, France trying to ask for like the Statue of Liberty back.
Some historical preservation experts say Cleopatra's Needle is the oldest man-made antiquity in North and South America. Will Reynolds did his master's thesis at Columbia on the obelisk. He says the monument is older than the Nazca Lines, the Serpent Mounds, and the Pyramids of Corral in Peru.
Unlike those monuments, which sort of were constructed and then fell into some state of ruin, Cleopatra's Needle is really one that stuck around and has been venerated more or less continuously by a whole series of different civilizations, which means that we're very fortunate to have it here in New York.
Reynolds says most of the erosion you can see on the obelisk today happened before the pillar came to New York. Shortly after Cleopatra's Needle arrived by sea, a waterproofing company tried to stop the monument's decay with a disastrous creosote and paraffin treatment. Nearly 800 pounds of stone were knocked loose in the process. The Parks Department says now there is no significant ongoing erosion on the obelisk. But Reynolds says that's not the full story.
And yet, you know, there are still signs that there's some gradual erosion occurring on the surface.
He says you can see patches of decay where the native pink color of the obelisk appears on the surface of the stone. Maria Virgos, who is passing by Cleopatra's Needle in the park with her 9-year-old son Christopher, hopes the city will do more to protect the monument.
It looks like Egypt in the middle of New York City.
Many Egypt.
Yeah.
Although there's no word from the city on what's next for Cleopatra's Needle, the World Monuments Fund, a New York nonprofit, says it's working with the Parks Department, the Central Park Conservancy, and the Met to complete an in-depth study of the obelisk by mid-year. For WNYC, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson.
To see pictures of Cleopatra's Needle, head to our culture page at WNYC.org.